Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Compound Podcast. Dakota just walked away with a bloody nose. This is episode 75, presented by Parse Rum. We love Parse. You love Parse. I've been getting a lot of Parse chants in the Wrigley bleachers.
Pat sent me two huge boxes of Parse, like probably 20 bottles, and I handed them out like they were going out of style, and everybody loves them.
Everybody loves Parse. You can't not like Parse. You have to like Parse.
And the best part is that I didn't even tell them that you could plant a tree. So like they love it without even knowing that they're saving the world.
I'm back.
It's just a happy coincidence that they get to save the world while they love rum. Dakota, how's your nose?
It's okay now. I went to blow it this morning, and wouldn't you know it, we got a gusher. A little bit of blood started pouring out.
This is honestly perfect because this is like the epitome of Dakota and Zach. Whenever I think of Dakota, I think of Dakota having a bloody nose. So it's perfect that we're playing each other this week and he has a bloody nose.
Do you think of me and you think bloody nose?
I just, when I see you, I picture you, I always see, especially in the morning, you have a big tissue up there. And it's like, oh, it's another Tuesday morning. Dakota's got a bloody nose.
Hey, falls in the air. The air's a little dry. My nostrils dry out. It happens, man.
Speaking of dry air, do you remember the murder scene that was when we were playing golf when you just had to stop and miss like two holes because you had a bloody nose?
It was actually like the most amount of blood you've ever seen come from a human's nostril. Like it wouldn't stop coming out of my nose, and like I had to use my towel. And it was just destroyed. And I literally just threw my towel away because it was coated. Like, I was literally, like, I had to have lost, like, a gallon of blood.
Was that in Arizona?
Yeah.
Like I forget where we were playing.
I think it was Las Sendas, wasn't it?
It might have been Las Sendas.
We had to let a group play through. And they were like, Jesus Christ, what happened over here? Because there was blood everywhere on the ground.
Couldn't get it to stop. I was getting so pissed off.
When I think of Dakota, I think of a freezing cold room, a room that's so frigid, ice would not melt.
Oh, I have two separate fans in this room. They both point directly at me.
I still can't believe you haven't gotten blackout blind.
No, it helps me get up and not let me be a bum all day.
You're a bum anyway. You wake up at 11 o'clock every day.
Oh, really? What time is it right now? Idiot.
When you don't have obligations.
Idiot. Nice try.
So, in case the people didn't know, you guys are playing each other this week in Iowa.
Yep. We spoke it into existence. Dakota and I FaceTimed like a week and a half ago. And I was like, hey, you know, I wasn't playing well. I'm a realist. I get it. So, hey, if I get options, might get a matchup next week. And then what do you know?
I came into the field, Zach, when you told me you got option and told every single person that's ever known you from the Cubs. I said, hey, bad news, good news. Bad news, Zach got option. Good news, he'll be there Tuesday. So it's going to work out. And honestly, so I faced Taylor Davis like a little while ago. And when he walked into the box, I started like smiling a little bit. And I was like, shit, pull it together. So when Zach walks in, I don't think I can look at him. Like, I don't think I'll be able to even know that there's a hitter in there. Oh, I'm going to start laughing.
I need full video of the entire at bat.
I'm going to start laughing. I know I will. And Zach's going to sit there with a little shitty grin on his face the whole time looking at me.
No, I'm not. This is life or death.
I mean, I'm plunking you.
Do you think taking that bat off is going to get me back to the big leagues? No, it's not. I don't care who I'm facing.
Do you want us to clip that and send it to Alavila or? Ian.
Yes.
Can we talk about, I have one good content thing.
Okay.
So I sent to you a text.
Oh, wow.
When you got over. Is that what you were going to say?
Okay, never mind. No, something about another text to Ian.
I was going to say, I texted you when you got over the Mendoza line.
Yeah.
And I said, maybe your hammy's a little tight. Maybe we call it a season. I sent that text to you last Wednesday.
Yep.
I went back and I tallied your stats since last Wednesday. You're 10 for 23 with two homers, two doubles, six ribbies, five games, five wins, one walk-off.
Is that good?
Like, I'll tell you, I didn't like that text.
He took it personally, folks.
That text can fuck off. I didn't like that one bit.
So you have been raking. Even a righty binky in there too.
Yeah, way back.
That was like way back
there. So what is your excuse with me? Because I sent you a nice text and I got crickets.
I didn't send him a nice text. I sent him a mean.
No. I know, and I sent him a nice one because he was playing so well. I was just like, do it. Let's go. Nothing. Crickets.
But you sent me a text that said, literally, it said, do it, period. Do it?
Yeah. Dakota, if period. I text you and you have a good outing, and I say, hey, sick, you're just going to look at it?
I would respond, but you got to know who you're sending the text to.
To get a text back
from Ian, you got to put something with some substance.
I just don't. Well, yeah, I'm just done. Just done.
It just said, do it, period. I wanted to respond.
Appreciate it. Let's go. I fucking rake. What saying should I say back?
Do it.
Thanks. Awesome. How you doing? Great. Thanks. Appreciate it. Let's ride. I fucking rake.
Do you want me to text back? Did it?
Yeah, that would be unbelievable.
Ooh, that would have been funny.
That would have been great.
Maybe next time you'll get it. Did it?
Maybe next time I won't text you ever.
Can we talk? Can we move on and talk about Scotty?
I wouldn't have left you hanging, Zach.
I know you wouldn't have. That's why you're a real friend.
Scotty Efros.
Ian treats us as co-workers and co-workers only, unless you get up to the big leagues on his team, and then he'll maybe talk to you.
Maybe.
I wouldn't know. I wonder if Scott – do you think Scott's talked to him at all? Or Ian has Scott talked
There's
to Scott?
There's no way those two chat that much. No. They might chat about coffee. Scott's a big, like, find what somebody else likes and then, like, work that into conversation. So he's definitely brought up coffee to Ian at some point.
That's why we love Scotty. Scotty – has two major league wins
back to back.
Scotty,
he's nasty,
and he's slinging it. He's slinging the rock.
Who are you guys playing right now?
The Reds.
Oh, you're
not the game yesterday. Scotty got the win yesterday.
The Go Tigers just took two or three from them. You're welcome.
Cubbies are working on it.
Scott, unbelievable, dude. Like, he would send me. So obviously last year he didn't play. And he would just send me something after every live BP. It was just like, bro, I just need a shot. Just give me a shot. And, like, I was just like, hell yeah. Like, he would send me video of it. And I was like, yeah, it's fucking nasty. And then, like, every time he said it, I was like, man, if he just gets one shot, he's going to open some eyes. He throws 92 to 93 from there. Right. Like, he knows where it's going. Like,
so there's strikes.
Yeah. And he's not up there, like, timid. I was talking to Nico about it, too. He was like, he acts like he belongs. Like, yeah, he fucking does.
He's a great teammate.
Yeah.
We never played together. I don't even know if we ever played together, but never for an extended period of time, for sure. Maybe like a week, but never for an extended period of time. He's a fantastic teammate walking around the clubhouse and or dugout.
Oh, yeah.
Just like super, super positive, picking guys up. And he did after his first outing at home, maybe. It was that first win he got.
Yeah.
He came out of the game, and maybe it was an inning later, and he was still watching the game in full uniform in the dugout. And I was like, hey, man, you know you can go. It's like you can go upstairs. And, like, at least if you want to come back down and watch, but, like, you could at least, like, maybe take your cleats off or whatever. He's like, it's too entertaining.
I love that.
He was locked in.
That is so Scott, it actually pains me.
That is as Scott as it gets.
But it's true. I mean, it's your first time in the big leagues. You're playing at Wrigley Field. Like, I don't blame them.
They were at guaranteed rate. Know your teammates. Or know your friends, sorry.
Oh, his first – after he said his
no,
first?
No, this was at Wrigley. This was at Wrigley.
Oh, so I don't know. Maybe check your ears.
Was it his debut at
– Wrigley. One of his first Wrigley appearances.
That's what he said. So maybe if you listened, I don't know.
Yeah, what are you doing right now, Dakota? What are you doing?
playing a game on my phone.
Weird. There's no way that we're in the middle of this, for the hour that we ask of you a week, you're playing a game on your phone.
I'm not missing anything. What do you want from me? I don't miss a beat. I'm a great multitasker. The kid's talented. What can I say? I can do it all.
You just missed.
Can't wait to see that screen time. This guy's just playing games on his phone like a savage. Get off your phone.
Ian, bad news. Listening. I went to go to a coffee shop yesterday that I remembered when I played here.
Yeah.
Permanently done.
What's it called?
DSM Coffee, the one right next to the field.
Yeah. Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
It's been shut down.
What do you mean? That place was awesome. That was not true. It hasn't been shut down forever.
They did a good job.
It literally shut down like months ago.
Yeah. I didn't know that, clearly.
You wouldn't know. You're a mud hen.
It was actually, exactly. That was actually new. It was new when in 19.
It was brand new.
You have to go across the waterway there.
Scenic Route Bakery.
Scenic Route.
I went yesterday and it was closed because of Labor Day.
Every Monday, yeah.
Yeah. I went to Zombie Burger yesterday. That place is unbelievable.
The Cubbies have won 7 straight, and Frank Schwindel, a.k.a. Frank the Tank, is the best player to ever grace the big leagues. He's unbelievable.
It's because he was with the Go Tigers.
Last year, huh?
Yeah.
He's incredible. He's on the barrel. Like, he is a pure hitter who is on the barrel.
The best part is that the fans love him. The dude's out at Murphy's after the game. Go ahead. It's unbelievable.
There was legitimately Wrigley Field was chanting, Frank the Tank, Frank the Tank. Do you see his celebration?
So good.
Did you see his celebration after he hit the one homer?
What'd he do? He
looks at the camera in the dugout, and he does a tank. It was fucking incredible. Never seen anything like it.
I knew him for like a month last year because when I went to the alternate site, and he was such an unbelievable person. Hilarious, like very positive. And that, when you said like, yeah, he doesn't talk much, I'm like, oh, that's not him. And I only knew him for a month.
Still pretty quiet. I called him out on it. I was like, hey, Shorty said you had adult site. You're a little bit more loud. You were talkative. And he was like, God, it's going crazy. trying to keep it interesting. He's funny, but like, he's so pretty quiet walking around.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude.
Except for that he calls Mills Milton, which is hilarious.
Why does he call him Milton?
Well, he probably knew him from the Royals.
Yeah, they played together in Kansas City for a number of years.
Right.
Yeah, he just calls him Milton. Fucking hilarious. He looks like
that's kind of a spot on nickname for Mills,
really
too.
Just is, looking right? at
like, he looks like a Milton.
He does look like a Milton.
Milton? Is that like a significant, like, is there any significance to it?
I asked him about it. He was like, he just looks like a Milton. But the Cubbies got 7 straight, boys. Watch out. I want to know, somebody call Elias. I want to know if there's ever been a team in Major League history to have 2 11-plus game losing streaks and a 7-game winning streak in the same season.
You guys had 2 11-game losing streaks?
Woof.
Someone tell me why Meeksy is not up there then. What are we doing over there?
Meeksy.
Get him up there.
Because I'm not very good.
No.
Shut up.
You got to just get off the fucking.
I'm busy looking up jobs for the offseason. That's what I'm doing.
You ever heard of Instacart?
You ever heard of I got a lot of plasma? Let me donate it. who needs a liver? I'm selling it.
Did you guys see that Vladdy Jr. has 40 pumps, and he's the second? It's the second father son combo to have 40 big league pumps. Can you name the other Dakota?
Ken Griffey and Ken Griffey Sr.
No,
that was my guess too.
One more guess.
Hang on, Rip? No, not Ripken. No way, his dad at 40. What team?
Go Tigers.
Prince Fielder and Cecil Fielder?
Yeah.
Oh, good call.
Go Tigers.
I met Cecil Fielder, actually.
Did you?
At a Whitecaps game. Got a jersey. I have a Yankees jersey signed by Cecil Fielder.
That's wild.
It's hanging in my room at home still.
They have like a wall of, I don't know, wall of fame, but they have a bunch of pictures in the Tigers locker room of like older players who have been there, like, you know, Verlander, all those good guys. And they have one at Cecil Fielder of him hitting, but it's a foul ball. Of like, so he's hitting it, his bat's here, and the ball is like, you could see it spinning the opposite way. And it's just like, out of all the pictures that guy probably has, you choose the one where he's fouling a pitch off.
That's offensive.
Yeah, and it's I didn't really understand it.
That's like that video of Joey Gallo. You ever see that video of Joey Gallo when he was doing the show thing when we were in lockdown? And he was playing, you know, the show league, and he's going through, he's doing the live stream, and he's going through to get the game set up. And so it's all of the Rangers pictures are filtering through. And the one of him is like, either it's getting punched out or it's like right after a punch out. And he's like, it's like, fuck me, right after a punch out. And he's like, this is the picture they used. It's like, of all the pictures they could have found, they used this one.
That's great. Speaking of the Yankees, video. You talked to Rizzo at all?
Yeah, I've been talking to him. I've been checking in. He's
Is he loving the Big Apple or what?
Yeah, I mean, they're playing great baseball. I know they've been scuffling a little bit the last few days, but
yeah,
he's getting acclimated. Like they, you know, he came off the COVID and then got to find an apartment to live, and they're traveling, and there's only, you know, you find an apartment for a month or two, the end of the season and stuff.
And he's a free agent after this year?
Yeah, it's a very interesting free agent class. Charlie Morton, yeah. Did you guys see Charlie Morton? $20 million.
$20 million for 1 year, right?
$20 million with a team option for another 20. And think about this. Next year, Charlie Morton's going to be making 20. Acuna and Albies combined will not make that much.
Is Morton on the Braves?
Correct. Yeah.
Learn something new every day.
He's nasty.
Wasn't he going to like retire like 4 years ago?
Yes.
And now he just like, he's like, oh, I'm still gross. I might as well keep going.
He's literally like another $100 million.
I'm pretty sure like he came out and said, he was like, yeah, you know, if I don't get an offer, like I'm completely fine with retiring. Like this is 2 or 3 years ago.
He was leaving Tampa, right?
No, yeah. I think it's when he went to Tampa.
No. Yeah.
Because he went to Tampa and was gross.
From Houston.
He was gross in Houston too.
Yeah, he's gross everywhere. Like 96 little arm side run. Just go ahead. No, thank you.
He's got one of the nastiest curveballs. Like, it's gross. But this free agent class, you have Freddie Free.
Yep.
Riz.
Freddie Freeman's a free agent.
Freddie Free's a free agent.
He's going to get $400 million.
Yeah, there's no way he leaves. There's no chance. If the Braves let him walk.
I don't know. I mean, the Braves better pony up because I bet any team.
I mean, they have two friendly deals though. Like
maybe Cubbies say, "Hey, here's $500 million for 12 years."
Well, what do you do with Frank the Tank?
Frank the Tank.
You say, "Sorry, you're not Freddie Freeman," and you sign Freddie Freeman. Like
you're right. He's playing better.
No offense to Frank the Tank,
but
he's not Freddie Freeman.
Then you have all the shortstops. You have Correa, Javi, Trevor Story, and Seager.
And Semien.
And Semien.
I honestly, I don't know if that's a topic we should get into. I was going to ask Zach which one he'd rather have. Like,
I'm not an idiot. They're bringing one of them in.
No, I'm saying no. I'm not saying the Tigers. I'm saying
did you immediately go to the Tigers? You're going to bring one of them in?
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to play short?
I'm going into the offseason like working on second base.
You think the Go Tigers are going to make a move like that?
Oh, do I? Yes, I 100%.
I mean, they have had big payrolls in the past.
Yeah, and they only have Miggy on it right now, which is still a lot of money. But
what's Correa doing this year? Is he playing good?
Yeah, he's hitting like 280 with like almost a 900 OPS.
He's having a good year.
Yeah. He's got to get the most money then of all those guys, right?
And I think he's 26.
He's 26.
Yeah,
I'm 26. I'm in my apartment in Des Moines, Iowa. Sick.
Yeah.
Cool. Zach's in his hotel room in Des Moines, Iowa. Sick.
You betcha. The Seager, free agent. Story, same thing. Javi, same thing. Someone's gonna get paid.
What's KB going to do?
KB's a free agent.
KB? Wow.
I don't know where I see KB playing. I think I see him as like maybe he goes to like Seattle or something. I'm feeling somewhere like not a huge market for some reason.
I think Kyle Seager's a free agent too.
Ooh.
Wow.
Dude,
Seattle would be sick.
It seems like Sam Fran's been a good fit for him.
Yeah, and I'm sure – do they have anybody – I feel like they have nobody on their payroll either. What's Longoria and Posey?
I think Longo's either done or has one more year, and then they extended Crawford.
Crawford, yeah, but which isn't like crazy Posey, expensive though, right?
I think Posey's
done. Then Yastrzemski's like 17 years old, so they still have plenty of control on him.
He's old, bro.
Is he?
Yeah, he's older, yeah.
He's like 30. He's in ARB.
Oh, he is.
Do you think the CBA
shows what I know?
Do you think the CBA coming up, guys will either wait or sign early?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't really know.
It's really interesting. I wonder if they'll like
how that's going to work.
Wonder if they want to get something done.
Yastrzemski's 30.
31.
And I think he's going into.
It's his birthday 2 weeks ago. Happy birthday.
His first year of ARB.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Shut the fuck. Hope it was a great one.
Sorry. I thought you were 22 and you're actually 31.
Is that a compliment?
He's just like, he hasn't been in the show for that long, right? Like,
it's only his third year.
I think he's a late bloomer.
That's why I thought he was so young, because I just hadn't felt like I heard of him for that many years.
Fire up your tailgate. The NFL is back. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And with the NFL returning, DraftKings is giving new customers $200 in free bets. $200 when you bet $1 or more on any football game. Listen up, because you don't want to miss this. Head to DraftKings Sportsbook app now and place a bet of $1 or more on any Week 1 game to receive $200 in free bets instantly. If the sportsbook is not yet available in your state, DraftKings still has huge cash prizes up for grabs all season long with their daily fantasy contests. And for Week 1, DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at a $1 million top prize. Nothing adds to the excitement of watching a game quite like having a free shot at a $1 million top prize. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code COMPOUND to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. And get a free shot at a $1 million top prize with your first deposit. That's promo code COMPOUND this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Now, back to the show.
So in the NL, the Padres or Reds aren't going to make the playoffs, right?
Yes,
correct.
Whoa.
The Phillies are in there too.
Could you imagine if the Padres don't make the playoffs?
No, I can't.
What do you do? What do you do?
Tear it all down.
Seriously.
Sell Tatis to the Cubs.
Yeah, Phillies are – since he's one game back, Phillies are two games back. St. Louis is 3.5, and New York is 4.5. The Cubbies are 10.
Padres are currently in the playoffs.
Are they in it right now?
They're in it right now because the Cubbies took down the Reds yesterday.
I will say, I think I kind of root for the Padres. They might be like my most fun team to watch.
They are fun, but like how – I mean, I understand you're playing the Padres or you're playing the Giants and the Dodgers 38 times a year. That's got to be tough. But it's like you have that team. Is it like the games that you're supposed to win you're not winning? Those games are on way too late. I don't know anything really about them, but it's just like you look at that roster and it's like, how are they even in a conversation for the wild card?
I mean, I don't know much about them either. We played them early in the year and I have no clue what they've done.
Yeah. I mean, the Giants, they had like the same team as last year and they're bazillion games over 500.
You know, it's a big battle going on right now.
Here we go.
Cubs versus Tigers. Cubs versus Tigers. The Cubs are one back of the Tigers right now.
Love that.
Cubby 64 and 75, Tigers 65 and 74.
Neither of us are going to lose 100, though, kid.
Hey, yep. We may. That's what it's all about right there.
So we were floating around. I think we got to like two games under 500. And we were like, all right, let's get to 500. This would be awesome. And I think we lost some stupid games. And it was just like, you look up again, we're like eight games under 500. Like, fuck.
I saw a tweet that said, like, I think it was from Dom. It said, like, people are mad the Cubs are winning because they want a better draft pick. Like, is that a real thing in baseball? Like,
I don't even think it is.
Who cares? Like,
you're not gonna see them until 5 years from now anyway.
It's because it's also in the MLB, the best player doesn't even go 1-1.
That's
because correct. They don't want to pay him. Like, the best player will go like fourth overall because it's the team that will pay him the money he wants.
And nobody knows. Like, sometimes the 1-1 is like turns out to be Ken Griffey.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like, you know, Walker Buehler was the 24 or 19 or something. Like
Trout was too.
Trout was 19. Like, guys get picked all over the place and end up being absolute studs. So it's like you're not guaranteeing yourself by having a higher draft pick that you've.
Yeah.
There's been so many misses in the top 10 picks. It's just like,
oh yeah.
That's what I mean. That's why I'm like, who cares? Like, there's no such thing as tanking in baseball. Cause it's like, okay, like, sure, you might want to be a little higher, but you don't really care if you're not. Like,
right. I don't know. I feel like a lot of the, I don't know. That's really interesting. I never even thought about it like that. And because it hasn't even come to my mind that a team is tanking for a pick in baseball.
I do think I think it's legitimate. I think it's a legitimate thing.
No, I agree.
In baseball front offices, and like, I think that that's a legitimate mindset. That's like,
I totally agree.
And I think once teams probably get to that last week or so, there's like, oh God, fuck, if we could just.
Yeah. If you lose like three games in the last 3 days, your spot could go from like 12 to like three.
Yeah. Because there is such a pile up, like it's probably right, like the first five saying, picks right. are pretty set. And then there's a huge pile up there between like.
Yeah.
6 and 12.
Hey, Dakota.
Yes, sir.
Next week, by the time we record, the Jets will be 1-0.
The Lions will be 0-1. So,
is Justin Fields starting for the Bears?
No, he's not.
It's funny you say that because I'm literally just looking at my fantasy lineups right now, just looking at them, just admiring them is all I'm doing.
2 days.
You know, life gets you down. There's football coming. That's all. Everything's okay. That's all I need. I don't need anything else. I'm a simple man. Just give me a Sunday afternoon red zone on the TV. Nice little lazy boy.
You know what scares me, Dakota?
Is that Ian doesn't really like football that much.
No, I'm over him. You know what really scares me?
Ian strikes me as a he's got to go to a vineyard on Sunday. Like, he can't go watch football. He's at a vineyard or like a coffee tasting. Like,
yeah, it sounds horrible. Horrible. So, Dakota, you know what scares me?
What scares you? Snakes.
Where were we? Oh, very true. You know where we were the last time we were playing organized baseball?
And Jets played?
Everybody out there, I watched like the first two drives of the Jets opening series. And I think I don't know what they did on offense, but they got a fumble. I'm pretty sure returned for a touchdown. And I was going out there for a game. It was a playoff game, our last game that we played, and it happened to be week one of the NFL. And I was feeling good. They were playing the Bills, and Dakota kept giving me updates throughout the game because the locker room was right next to the bullpen. And he would come out. He's like, yeah, they're winning like 16-0 in the fourth quarter. And I'm like, oh, Jets are 1-0. Let's go. And then, like, I don't ask for a few innings, and he comes out, and I'm like, what do we got? And like, he looks at me from the bullpen, and he's just like, I'm like, what do you mean?
Believe me.
And I was like, there's no way, Dakota. They're up 16-0. He's like, Zach, they lost. And that
it's a revenge game for Sammy.
It is. And that's also what I'm scared about. And the Jets released a quarterback. I think it was James Morgan. And he went and signed with the Panthers for week one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ian, have you been to a Bears game?
Nope.
Oh, I want to go to Soldier. I feel like Soldier's sick.
Yes. Have you seen it before?
I've like driven past it multiple times.
I think it's so cool.
Oh, right on the water. It's nasty.
Yeah. And it has like the pillars on the outside.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking courthouse.
I looked at the Bears games while we were still here. And like this month, first week, the schedule's fucked. When we're on the road, they're at home. When we're at home, they're on the road. It's crazy.
Yeah.
How it goes.
I wanted to try to catch one, but not going to happen.
I was really hoping we were in Indianapolis last week. I was like, fuck, it'd be sick if like the Colts played. Oh.
That'd be awesome.
Why isn't Justin Fields starting quarterback?
Because Matt Nagy made a promise.
He is literally starting. He has basically openly said, I'm starting the worst of the two quarterbacks because I promised him he'd start. I pinky swore and we stamped it. So I have to start him and then I can bench him. I don't know if Andy Dalton makes it through week one.
Honestly, though, I kind of feel bad for Andy Dalton.
I do too. Like, I feel terrible.
Like, he's on the sideline and they're chanting, like, get him out of there and shit. And it's like, bro, like, what do you want me to do? I'm not going to give this job, the kid, the job. Like, I want to play for my, I'm trying to put food on my table too. But like, the guy is standing there doing nothing and they're just saying, you suck. Like, get him out of here. And it's like, what do you, just relax. Relax. Right.
I feel bad.
I get it. It sucks, dude. That blows. And like, if he has a good game, it's like, okay, don't care. And if he plays poorly, he's gonna get murdered, dude.
Murder. It's and the Bears fans are, they can be brutal.
Right. You know, and I don't know.
You only get 16 games a year now.
No, 17 now.
17 games a year. I follow football.
Boy,
one more thing. Not about football, but Ian, can we talk about your comments about the Twins fans?
Scum.
Guy hit me with a Skittle. It's fucked up.
What flavor was the Skittle?
What flavor was the Skittle?
Orange.
Ooh.
It's not a bad throwaway, though. It's not a bad throwaway.
If I'm that guy, I'm probably tossing an orange too.
Yeah.
It was a group of probably 20 somethings.
Sounds right.
And you know, I any kind of verbal abuse is all in good fun. Verbal abuse from visiting fans.
I love verbal abuse. It's all fun.
Heard them all before. Nothing new.
Right. And then I'm standing there, and you know, I just feel like I got stung by a bee. I was like, "What the fuck?" And I turned around, and there's a Skittle, and it hit me, and it was right next to me. And I'm going, "What the fuck?
Like, why is there a Skittle out here?
We're throwing things from the stands." This is crazy.
All I can think of, Zach, is from The Hangover. Hey, there were Skittles in there.
That's great.
You should have picked it up and ate the Skittle, but you know, COVID can't.
COVID.
And it's orange.
You wish you could do something in that situation, but you don't really have, you can't do much, you know?
Was that your first time at Target Field?
Yeah, it's beautiful. What a place.
Awesome, right? Awesome. Yeah,
cannot imagine playing there in April and May, but no, absolutely beautiful ballpark.
Yeah, they I like that place. Food is incredible there from their chef. Did you get a burger there?
I did not get a burger.
Body's a temple.
Why didn't you say before I went? Why didn't you say, hey, burger, really great.
I told Scott, and he got one.
Must like him more than you like me.
Yeah, well, he answers.
I need to.
Speaking of fans and the abuse now, I got a new one that I've never heard before. So obviously on number 59, like, short, why is your height on your jersey? Like, it's rude. I'm 5'10". 5'10", okay?
You've 100% gotten that one before.
No. They usually just say about my name.
I mean, that's
the number.
Absolute,
the number was a good one.
That's an absolute layup.
Number's a good one.
No, I'm not 5'10".
I'm 5'10".
You might be 5'8".
You should wear like 6'7" next year or something.
Are your parents coming this week?
Hell no. They don't want to see me. My mom starts school again this week.
I don't care if they want to see you. Do they want to see me?
No, they don't want to see you either.
I don't know. They like me more than you.
Remember when I didn't answer? I didn't answer the one time and they texted you.
I didn't want to bring that up, but I wanted to tell that story, but I didn't want to put Tracy on blast.
She doesn't care.
She told me not to tell you. Ian.
When was it?
Ian, I didn't tell you this. So Zach got optioned. It was before you went back up for the doubleheader and then ended up staying up.
Oh, right.
So Zach got optioned. And the next day, he, like, wasn't responding to his mom. And it was, like, noon.
Oh, and yeah. Yeah, that's what it was.
It was, like,
I slept
noon.
In, like, yeah.
And she's texted me and goes, hey, have you heard from Zach? And Zach had, like, we have our snap streak. So he snapped me at, like, 8 in the morning. And I told her, I was like, yeah, like, he snapped me this morning. But, like, he's probably just asleep again. And she was, like, freaking out, like, worried about him. She's like, he gets so mad sometimes. I'm like, I think he's okay. I think he's just sleeping.
It was like, it was an off day. And I woke up, like I said, at like 8 o'clock. And I was like, what are you doing? Go back to bed. And I don't sleep late ever. And I checked my phone. It was like 1 o'clock. And I was just like, oh my. And I didn't talk to anybody in the morning besides the snap streaks. And I was just like, my phone was just like blowing up. And I was just like, oh my God. I felt horrible. But I was like, mom.
At least relax. People are concerned about you.
No, it's my mom.
Well, she was worried about him. I tried like calling Zach and I just texted him. I was like, you alive? ? That's all I said. Just making sure he's okay.
Mom's what mom.
Yeah. Hey, and that's why I tried to keep her calm. I was like, I'm sure he's literally just asleep.
Before we wrap this up, can we just appreciate that Salvador Perez has 41 pumps?
And doesn't Shohei have the first most and then Salvador has the second most?
Correct.
Yeah, pitcher and a catcher.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Salvi just signed that 4-for-80 and everybody went, 4-for-80 for Salvador Perez? Why would you do that? That's so dumb. He's 41 pumps.
Hey, yeah. Same agency, so basically he's my best friend. So
I basically, 41 pumps and he has 524 bats as a catcher. That's incredible.
That's what, dude, he's playing every single day.
He plays every day. 136 games.
And on a team that's not a team that's not competing either.
He doesn't. What? He got smoked when we played him. Smoked. Concussion protocol. Took a day off. He might even pinch hit that day, and then started the next day.
Another thing on the Royals too. I saw Whit Merrifield has played like 445 straight games, which is it's still incredible. Like I couldn't imagine. Like when I played in the minor leagues, you play like 20 in a row, and it's just like, wow, do I need a break? And it's like 445. And then you compare that to what Cal Ripken Jr. did, and that is even more sickening.
It's crazy. That record will never be broken, ever.
No. That one and the hit streak one. Thanks for coming. No chance.
And Pete Rose is 4,000.
Yep, no chance.
You got to give shit to Herm, Ian, because he was watching like David Fletcher's hit streak when he was up at like 18, like locked in on it. He's like, man, if I could see anyone doing it, it'd be him. And like everyone was giving him shit. It's like, Herm, he's not even at like 30 or 40 yet. Like he's still got like a month worth of hits to go. Like that's a long way to go to break the hit streak.
You have to get a hit for 2 straight months.
You literally have to get a hit. You have to play.
Oh my God. That is insane to think about.
It'll never happen.
Ever. No, not today. And you can't, like, that's like you can't walk. Like, you can't go 0 for 2 with 2 walks.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Like, you
remember,
have to swing.
Dakota, remember when Jose Siri had some streak and they walked him, like, his last AB? And it was like, you can't do anything about that.
Yeah, and he was, like, pissed. He had, like, a huge hit streak. But it's like – and he was pissed. But I was like, oh, well, stinks. Should have got to hit your first 3 at-bats.
I'm looking at
they walked him 2 or 3 times.
I'm looking at the home run leaderboard here. Of the top 10 in home runs, 1 plays in the National League. Also, can I read you a few names that are in the top 10?
Yes.
Kyle Seager.
Never in a million years would have known that.
Brandon Lowe.
Why? Goal.
He played for the Rays.
Yep.
He's like 35, doesn't he?
He is 33. I'm going to read you a name just outside of the top 10. Mitch Haniger.
Those Mariners, dude.
He played for the Mariners.
Yeah.
There's some other interesting ones in there, but those were the most interesting.
Who's the one in the NL in the top 10?
Tatis.
Oh, yeah.
Of the top 20.
How many Castellanos have?
What?
How many Castellanos have? He's hurt for like a month.
26.
Ian, how many you got?
19.
Come on.
You got 19?
Come on.
Oh, you got to finish strong. I need you up to 30.
Oh, now you want to be his friend.
It was a joke. It was a joke, and I knew I shouldn't have made it to Ian because he would take it seriously, and he did, and he ended up raking because of it. So you're welcome.
Yeah, honestly, good point.
The top 20, five are in the National League. Five.
Yeah, the National League is the B League, man.
Oh, my God. He said.
Well, pitching in the National League is pretty good.
AL rakes.
All right, let's get some screen times. Here we go. Come on. Brought to you by Parse.
Oh, I had a rough one yesterday.
627.
Oh. Ooh, 514. 550, sorry.
Sounds like you're just making up numbers.
443.
It's fine. I was on the golf course. Oh, Ian, I forgot to tell you. I shot an 84 yesterday. Had two birdies. I shot an 84 with a 7 on 18.
That's golfing your ball.
Hey, I'm playing lights out right now. The putter yesterday, oh. I could have been on tour.
Let's go. Put your money where your mouth is. Let's go.
Hey, I brought up golf to you, and you didn't want to go.
I didn't have my clubs.
You could have used Scott's.
Damn.
Idiot.
I wouldn't have used his. They're brand new.
But, yeah, Ian, 84.
I love to see it. Get your game right just in time for a little Michigan fall golf.
Hey, my career low, though, 83. I go into 18 just needing to bogey to beat it.
And you triple?
And I triple.
Why are you counting your score, bro?
I don't know. I'm an idiot. Not happy about it.
Ian, I actually just checked my gin this morning. This is a career low.
What is it?
What is it?
Plus 0.8.
Wow.
You suck.
Go get yourself in some money games. That's going to be tough.
No, there's no point. No point. Just giving strokes on. There's no, I'm not playing.
You can't just shy away now because your handicap's too low.
No. That's not how it works. I'm not. I don't.
Get in there. Give the strokes. Nope. If you really are on plus 0.8, give the strokes.
I'm not giving strokes. I'm playing scratch.
You have so much money already.
Yeah, you know.
That's episode 75 of the Compound Podcast presented by Parse Rum. When I say Parse, you say Rum Parse. Rum.
Rum.
Parse?
Parse? Rum.
Rum.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. We're very excited.
For the football season.
Football season.
Yeah.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.